lastly, to every month, instead of dismissing the kids, the children, the kids worship, we have them stay with us, to worship with us. So I also usually in this time like to have a little kids message for them. And so we'll start with our first slide, which today we're going to be talking about salt and light. So children, you have to interact with me a little bit here. I think most of you are already in the front. What are some things that we put salt on, or things, foods that you like to have salt on them? Huh? A drink? Salt in a drink. You know, there are some salt in sports drinks, so that's not a bad answer. What else? What else has salt in it? Huh? Onion cake. Okay. I don't think I've ever had an onion cake before, but I'm fascinated. Yes?
Salt water.
Salt water? Okay. That's something
salt
like...
salt and
liver. Okay. That. Eggs. Okay. Eggs are good to put salt in it. Yeah. Well, Grace likes to put soy sauce on her eggs, but I would... since there's actually a lot of sodium in soy sauce, so I guess that would count. Well, I'll show you a few of the things that I like that have, and I just keep telling you, I have to point this way. French fries. How many like French fries here? Okay. Zach doesn't really like French fries. He's a strange kid. Okay, and then on the bottom is, of course, potato chips. We have any potato chip fans here? Okay, I know Grace is one. Okay, the top is one of my favorite dishes. Does anyone know what that is? It's calamari. Or is it the Cantonese salted fried squid? That's, I guess, what we call it. So, does anyone know the Cantonese word for that? Caleb, what? It's, yeah. But you like it, right? And then on the bottom is steak. Because, you know, actually, you know, the best restaurants, they'll just put a little salt and pepper on the steak. And salt brings out the flavoring. And so we use salt, or in Chinese cooking soy sauce, to bring out flavoring. And in a sense, that's what Jesus is calling us to be as we follow him. And we're going to read this passage. So let's all read together with the children. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. And so the second thing, we talk about salt, but the second thing is actually light. And so Jesus talks about being a city on a hill. And so here we see... someone took the city from the wilderness, and they see the city that's coming up, and you know, maybe they've had a long drive or a long walk, or maybe they're running out of gas, and they see that, and that brings hope to them, light in the darkness. And then, of course, Jesus also spoke about a lamp on a stand, and back in those days, it would have been an oil lamp, and that would light a room. Nowadays, we have things like flashlights. I actually, when I walk the dog at night, I have my iPhone, and I use that as a flashlight. So technology has kind of advanced since the day of the oil lamp. But nonetheless, Jesus concludes by saying, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And so that's what Jesus wants of us, to be salt, to be flavoring, to enhance the world with his love and grace, and to shine his light as we seek to do good works for him. So today we have some handouts for the children. So if you can come up, we have two. We have one that's ages 7 to 12 and one that's ages 3 to 6. So come on up, and there's pens, there's colored pens, there's crayons. So take what you want. And this is the... okay, this is 7 to 12. Can take from me.
Oh,